friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
I'm tired.
Me too.
When I woke up today,
chat, do you mind if I take a nap? I'm like, chat, yeah. Cartoon ass sleep.
Me.
I was gonna say, I literally had a joke in my head and it escaped me immediately.
Damn.
Oh, it was gonna be like, get ready without me. Have you seen those?
No.
On TikTok?
Mm-mm.
They're like, you're like, hey y'all, get ready without me. And then they just leave and you just look at their room for like 15 seconds and they come back fully ready. And then they're like, okay, I'm ready. And then that's it.
And then they get 2 million likes.
Yeah, one person did it, but Adam Ray OK did a really funny one at Coachella.
He makes me laugh so much. It makes my stomach hurt. He is so funny.
I love him.
I always fall for the frozen face he does at the beginning of every video.
His hauls make me laugh so hard.
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, oi. And you know what? Me. That's because
we grew up in Southern California.
Yeah. Well, he's like, it's so funny because I know he's a Texas girl.
But he's so SoCal coded.
Yeah, but I thought he was an IE girl.
Yeah.
Like, for real. But when we met, he was like, oh, no, girl, I think he's from Houston. And I was like, period.
Or Austin. I don't remember. Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah.
But he was so sweet funny. And he's really nice.
Yeah, he kills me. His content
I
is
met
so funny.
Him. The first time I met him was at Coachella in 2022, and Drew was meeting fans. So him and his boyfriend walked up because they saw her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with you. He's like, oh my gosh, thanks.
Yeah, they're the sweetest people.
Both of them, they were so sweet. And then we saw them like 100 more times throughout the whole festival.
Yeah, we went to the same parties.
Yeah,
like, we got to ride home together. We were always next to each other.
But their vibes are so good. I really like them.
Yeah,
they're really
very sweet. And he did one at Coachella. I was like, get ready without me. And he came back and he was like, oi. It was so funny.
He kills me, dude. Yeah. I love him.
What's going on with you?
You know, just yearning and pining online as one does.
You know.
I've been on a workout grind. You see my gains?
Yep.
Guess you gotta watch the video version. And then it cuts to a picture of that girl from Love Lies Bleeding. When she's in full form.
Yeah.
That's me, basically.
It's like those cartoons of, like, Appa, but he's, like, mewing. Have you seen those?
Appa?
Yeah.
Have I ever seen the cartoons of Appa from the Avatar mewing?
Yeah, someone drew him, like, you know, they draw him, like, handsome Squidward type deal.
Is he a human, though?
No, he's still him, but, like, they gave him that handsome Squidward face, and they gave him, like, an 8-pack. Like he's like a thirst trap TikTok boy.
You know what's crazy is no, I haven't seen that. See, our For You pages are so different. Mine's just thirst traps of women who play basketball, and Drew's is that.
You guys would hate to see my Explore page.
I was gonna say Explore page.
You would hate to see it.
It's truly like no one else's should look like that.
It's godless. It really is. It's really bad.
I like watch. Show me yours right now, and then I'll show you mine. On
well,
Instagram,
honestly,
right?
what's more damning is like my timeline.
Because yeah, dude, you know, look, mine's just lesbians. Like it's like Brittany Griner. Well, Caitlin Clark's not a lesbian, but it's literally just lesbians and basketball.
It's
just the way that God intended. Oh, I don't know why MGK's on there. I didn't consent to that. Let me see yours.
It's like
Drew's is just memes.
It's literally all memes, and like some like fantasy novel shit, because I looked up one thing one time I looked up some fantasy shit. Wait, hold on, let's get into this. So y'all know all those like fantasy books or whatever, like the really popular ones. There's like ACOTAR, Fourth Wing, Crescent City, what's the other one, Throne of Glass, whatever, right? So I looked up, because y'all already know about the ACOTAR shit, like and how people were comparing me and Billy to like a couple in those books, whatever. We haven't read like any of those books, but I looked it up because people kept comparing me, whatever. But anyways, when I was looking at all these different fantasy novel things, because I was like trying to find the right one, I basically, because I looked it up one fucking time, then I started getting like TikToks on my For You page about it, right?
Yeah.
And so then I saw one where this person was describing how there's one artist on Instagram that makes like the best fan art. And I was like, fan art? I said, they be drawing fan art for these things? That's crazy.
Fairy dick and cock and balls.
So then I had to go and look it up, obviously.
Well, now I have to look it up.
Well, now my hands are tied. I have to go look. And so then I go and look up the artist. And then I saw like the like iterations that this person was making, and I was like, okay, cool, right? Like, I'm inclined to believe you that they look accurate. I wouldn't know. So then I go out of it, and as I'm looking through, I see that they have like Patreon links, and I was like, oh word, like what y'all be putting on Patreon? Then I look
uncensored fairy dipping cock and balls.
They're drawing fairies fucking, and they're putting it behind a paywall. That's crazy.
So basically, on our Patreon next month, we're gonna have. I'm just kidding.
That leads me to my next Patreon submission. But I just thought that was fascinating. You know what I mean? Like, get your bag, bitch. Get it where you live it. Yeah. But I just could not. I could not believe. I was like, and I saw girls key-keying in the comments, and they're like, oh yeah, it's the most accurate. Like, they're so like, his Patreon is the best thing I spend
and
money
accurate
on.
How?
How would I know?
No, I'm saying like...
Exactly. Anatomically, I assume.
But how would you know? You didn't write the book.
Well, in the books, I would assume they describe that they have very large penises. And so if you draw
that's
those...
why I never finished it.
You draw
couldn't
those,
do it.
You draw those on the fairies, then they're going to be like, perfect. You know what I mean? I just found that fascinating. But anyways, speaking of Patreon, are you guys part of the Patreon at all?
Wait, also, our tour finally is on sale for
on
everybody.
On sale for everyone! Woo!
Low tickets are in New York, Boston, and LA. LA is almost fully sold out. I was looking at it this morning.
Period.
Very excited.
Look at us.
If you saw us in LA last year, it's at the exact same venue.
I genuinely cannot believe how many people have already bought tickets. Like, y'all are just unbelievable, so fun, and amazing. Thank you so much. And we're very excited to see all of you on tour, whether we're meeting you in person or we'll see you in the crowd.
From the stage.
Yeah, we're happy you're there regardless. But yeah. I think it's going to be a blast and a half. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so.
Yeah. And make sure if y'all aren't part of the Patreon, you can now buy tickets for any of the shows. They're available both versions of the ticket. So there's like a GA and then there's a VIP meet and greet ticket.
And you can buy all your tickets at drew-offwallow.com. It's in the link in our, it's in both of our bios. Yeah. It's in the description box. We have it everywhere, girl.
It's everywhere. And this is just a warning to all of you now. I'm going to be promoting the hell out of tour. We both are.
Yeah.
Because it's our job to. So please be mindful of that. If the plugs are there, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very fun, very exciting. And of course, I want all of y'all to come and laugh with us on the road. It's going to be a blast. And
I am really excited. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we're going to a lot of places we've never been before.
Yeah, like I've never been to Colorado. Well, I've driven through it. I've just never stayed there.
Yeah, I've never been to Colorado. I've
the places in Florida that we're going to.
Never been there.
I've never been. We've only been to Orlando. Are we going there? It's like Clearwater, something else, and something else.
Yeah. Like how we don't know.
Yeah. I've never been to Boston. I've never been to Philly.
Yeah.
I've never been to Utah. Come on.
Ohio.
I've been to Ohio. Nothing much going on out there.
Yeah. Well.
Well, we'll be there.
Ohio's
you've never been to Washington?
Yeah, I've never been to Washington. Ohio's honestly remarkably popular.
Also, Hawaii girls, we're going to make it there eventually. We're just doing.
Promise.
And same with Canada. We were doing just a U.S. landlocked tour.
Yeah, for real.
So that's what we could do, work our best into the schedule, and yeah, it's gonna be
yeah
fun.
Don't relax, okay? It's gonna come in due time.
Literally,
right?
Our bestie Alex is a literal actual Canadian.
Yeah, we told y'all we have the literal ambassador for all of Canada who works with us.
So trust me, we're gonna make it up there, okay?
Yeah, we will eventually.
But it's gonna be really fun. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so make sure y'all go get your tickets to
I love
the tour.
And I also love seeing all the sisters that are coming
yeah,
with each other
so
to come
awesome.
To the tour. It's
so
cute.
So fucking sweet. And also, VIP meet and greet tickets are honestly selling way faster than GA. So if y'all are interested in seeing this on tour, go ahead and buy a ticket to
I
come and
would
see
say
us.
That right there is worth it right there.
And I told Dayson before this a fire idea for a promo I
was
had.
Just thinking about I'm already laughing thinking about it. So
I had a great idea to promote it. and you're going to get a whole load of that on tour. So
yeah.
It's gonna be fun. I saw, did you see, are you getting like those fuck ass comments? Like I got a couple from people who fucking follow me. So I can't even tell if it's like a burner or what, mm-hmm. But they're like, What do influencers even do on tours?
This girl wrote that on my video, and I was going to say, you literally, your profile picture is of an influencer who I've seen go on tour. It's already Joe Santagato. Just like that. So instead I wrote to her, we're not influencers. We're not just influencers. We're a podcast host. So
yeah, it's a podcast on tour. Yeah. And it's also, I'm an author. And also, we're fucking comedians, dude. Like, I'm literally a fucking comedian. Like, I'm an internet one right now.
Well, like, they don't say that shit to men that go on tour. Of course not, to be a bitch, but like, were you all thinking that when you were spending your parents' life savings to go to MagCon? Because one thing about me, I never did that.
I'm going to go up there and I'm going to go like this. Who remembers? That'll be $100,000.
And I like my money. I told him to make it out to cash.
Also, I want to tell y'all this too. I don't know if how much y'all know about touring, but like, listen carefully to me.
Heed my warning.
You lose way more money than you make. Okay? All right?
Same with I would say music touring is exactly the same thing. Yeah.
You spend way more money than you anticipate making back. The best case scenario is that you break even. And then, like, or no, the goal is to at least break even, and best case is you profit off of it. But tour a lot of times is solely for promotion, which is why, like, I'm promoting my book, and it's going to be fun. And then on the same time, we get to perform live, which is always a blast, and we had so much fun doing tour last year.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I'm only saying that because people who are like, oh, you're just making so much fucking money off tour. Unless I'm fucking Beyonce on the Renaissance tour, I'm not making any goddamn money.
No shit.
Okay? Only people like at that level make a fuck ton of money on tour. The rest of us spend more money than we make. So like, it's purely
for y'all.
Like it's like 100% for y'all. It gives me a chance to meet all of you too and like get to see you guys, because obviously we have a parasocial relationship. But I never really get to do in-person things, hardly ever. And the stuff I do, I feel like I haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
So, and there's always like a barrier of entry there. Mm-hmm. Like it's just only in California.
Yeah.
Or it's like super expensive to go. So that's why this is even better.
I agree. 100%.
And then for those of you who aren't familiar, for VIP meet and greet, you obviously get to meet us. We get to take a pic. And then you'll get my book as well. It's included in the price of the ticket.
A bookmark.
Yeah,
a
bookmark.
And a little tote.
A tote. Yeah. And then we'll also have fun merch and the books available at every single show. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm very excited. Come and see us. Also, I've heard rumors that y'all are working on some sort of friendship bracelet.
Yes.
Thing. I've seen so many people say, I don't have any friends to go with. Just come by yourself. I honestly think it'll be really fun. And from my
I've seen quite a few people say I'm going alone.
Yeah.
Which I find so sweet and endearing. And if you are going alone, don't worry. Our audience is so sweet and warm and loving. So I'm sure you'll make friends. I even remember like...
Even the last time, there was a bunch of girlies that came alone, I want to say.
Yeah, and y'all all like started a group chat together and started making plans to hang out outside.
I've seen on the Discord people being like, I'm going to this one alone. Like, is anyone else going?
That's so sweet. Like,
and then you can get little buddies and you guys can meet up together. But there are rumors that people are making friendship bracelets and they're going to be themed to whatever. I don't even know what we say half the time on here.
God. Sorry.
I'm just so funny. It just flies out of me.
Yeah, it's hard when I have nothing but dubs on the board. It's hard.
So, yeah.
Anywho, come see us on tour. It's going to be a blast.
I'm excited.
Yeah, same.
Do you have anything else you want to share? We just went to New York we were in New York. We landed in New York at 7 a.m. for something really fun and special that I think should be live by the time you guys see this. But I'm not going to say what it is just in case it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it will be.
So anyways, Drew did something really fun and exciting that she went to. And then, I got to go too. We landed at 7 a.m. And then we literally, in New York, and then we left at 9 p.m. to go home.
That same day.
The same day.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't sleep in a real bed till the next day.
Yeah.
I slept to and from on an airplane.
God, I love that airplane.
Dude, and then on the plane ride home, my phone would not connect to the Wi-Fi. I've never felt more like, you know the SpongeBob audio?
Tweaking. I'm tweaking. Literally.
You know that SpongeBob audio where he's all, like being cracky in the corner. That's how I felt.
Who do they think they are?
You think you could just fire me? That's how I felt. And then I forced myself to go to sleep, even though I should have been sleeping. But I needed to look at my phone. Couldn't look at my phone until the last 40 minutes of the flight, and I wanted to die.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm addicted. I joked about that with Caleb because I was telling him on his pod.
Cause I'm like a deserted island, right? Yeah.
No. Well, yes, but I was saying to him that I'm like severely addicted to my phone. Like, it's a problem, and I know that. Now that I work from my phone, it's even worse.
I know.
But, like, I've even told him, like, you know when your phone's, like, updating, you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Just sit here?
Well, at least when I'm at home, then I can watch a TV or look at my computer.
Even then, Alex, speaking of Alex, she was telling me last time she was
hers
here,
is worse.
She was like, my iPad baby stuff is like really bad right now.
Like, she's watching a movie, she has to be playing a game.
Yeah, she was like, I have to play my game while I watch TV. I like can't not do it.
I saw for like someone make a TikTok that was like, oh, time to relax, and then they had something on their TV, then they had Britney's YouTube videos on their laptop, then they had music playing in the background, and then they were playing on their Switch.
Me.
I know. It's too much.
Yeah, but whatever.
I know. Okay, I just finished season 2 of Heartbreak High. It was really good. I love that show. If you need like a fun show to watch that's kind of like Degrassi, but they're all Australian, I'd highly recommend it.
Get into it.
And they have like indigenous people like of Australia on there too. It's pretty cool.
Period.
I liked it. I loved season 1. I liked this one too.
Nice.
And then now I think I'm going to start Killing Eve. I feel like as a gay, I'm supposed to have already watched it. I haven't yet though.
Nice.
That's next on the docket. What about you?
But also when I was coming home.
Okay, and all right.
When I was coming home from New York, mm-hmm. I was like, maybe I'll watch something, like something new while I eat. And then I started setting up my food, and then I was about to watch something, and then I was like, I'm not going to watch anything.
No, now. I'm going to watch TikToks on my phone.
No, not even. I literally put on Friends, and I wore my headphones to listen to my own music, and then I just put on the subtitles, and then I was just like...
You weren't even listening to the show?
Nah. Because I was going to switch headphones, but then I was like, nah. So I just listened to my own music and then ate my food and watched Friends. I just read the captions.
Nice.
And that's called being consistent, even in the air.
Same thing I've already seen.
Have you seen that meme that's like, if you think about it, all flight attendants are either a gay son or a thought daughter. And I think that's beautiful because in the skies, they're free.
No, I didn't see that. That's funny.
Saw it on my Instagram Explore page. The timeline one's even better.
I don't know how you get those.
I liked probably 2, and then I just like I'm going through a real phase right now. So
I know it's been about a month, so I know.
I fear it's gonna last a little longer than we all anticipated initially. Team, gonna have to restock the bunker because I'm in it for a while.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Dude, when we were leaving the hotel in New York so Drew could go do that thing, there were paparazzi outside. We could not for the life of us figure out what event
was
there.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Well, we have 2 stories to this. Yeah.
The first one, when we left, yeah, there's a bunch of paparazzi outside.
We think it was the Time 100 event, but we don't know for sure.
No, I don't think it was there, but I bet you a bunch of famous people were staying there.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to tell them the story when we were eating in the restaurant?
No, but that's a good one. Wait, okay, we'll start there.
Okay,
so we stayed in this hotel. I've never stayed at this hotel before. Yeah. Typically when I go to New York, I'll stay in the same few places, mm-hmm. because I just know I like it, right? And I'm a creature of habit, can't change. So I
no time for quality Italian this trip, but that's okay.
Yeah, again, creature of habit. Yeah. Like the way that we're like, could we try a new restaurant every time? Sure. Are we going to?
No.
But anyways, got put in a different hotel, and it's like it was a very nice one, and they had like on the ground floor you go up to the lobby, and then they had this like beautiful restaurant in there, mm-hmm. and we landed so fucking early in the morning, and our room was already ready, so they were like, oh, let's just go eat like breakfast, and then we'll go to the room and like rest before I have to get ready for what I have to do. So we went, put our shit away, went to the restaurant, and as we again, like, we're in airplane clothes, like we haven't changed yet. So we just like went to the restroom, freshened up a little, and then went downstairs.
It was kind of bougie too.
Yeah, like, it was a fancy fucking hotel, sure. And so then we go to the little host stand, and then the guy, as we're walking up, it's me and Billy in the front. The guy goes, "You have to be staying here to eat here." And then I was like, "We are." And he was like, "Okay, what's your last name and room number?" And then I said it, and then he was like starting to write it down, but then I think like I gave him a number that was so specific he had no choice but to believe me. So he like literally started writing the NA, and then he goes, okay. And then he like went and he was like, we do have a table.
I'm all, and mind you, there's no windows, or it's just a big open room, so like I can see the
tables.
I liked how he also didn't give us a table next to the window, which I was gonna say something about because I really wanted to look out the window because it looked really fun.
Yeah, but because it had this like long, crazy view
of like Central Park. So yeah. I was like, never mind, just forget it.
And so we go, and then we sit down, and I was like, that's like, first of all, we've told y'all this, like they always treat us like that. I don't give a fuck how big my platform gets.
I could be wearing a 5-piece like fucking Armani suit and they would still act like that.
Apparently I have to dress like Mr. Monopoly in order to be taken seriously.
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. The way that I need a monocle and a cane in order for them to take me seriously. But also too, like I also find that fucking absurd because I'm like, who gives a shit? Like, who fucking care? Also, who the fuck is wearing fancy clothes on a plane? Like, no. I don't give a shit about that. I'm wearing my fucking pajamas and you can't stop me. Like, you literally can't stop me. So anyways, we sit down and then we ordered coffees, but we got like 3 cappuccinos and 1 latte. And then the guy goes, he's gone. And then he comes back. It's like the waiter is a different person, obviously. And then he comes back and he's like, okay, we got 3 lattes and 1 cappuccino. And then I was like, actually, it was supposed to be the reverse. It was supposed to be 3 cappuccinos, 1 latte. And then he goes, okay, well, this is like the same thing. There's just less bubbles.
Which, that makes no sense.
Sure. Then why are there 2 different names? Okay, well, give me what I asked for. Like, he says that and it's like, what am I supposed to do? Argue with you? So he said that and I go, oh, okay. And he's still holding them.
We're just like, okay. And then, it's just, all right.
Yeah, and it's like weird. And he's like starting to put them down anyway. And then he goes, I mean, I can go and get you more bubbles if you like really want them. And I was thinking to myself.
And also oat milk's really hard to froth. So I'm like, you know what? When I go to Alfred's, they don't just give me
this
fucking shit.
That's crazy that you say
just
that.
Just give me the coffee I asked for.
It's crazy you say that as if I myself have never had one. So then I was like,
okay, and
all right, like I literally was like, it's fine, just it's all right,
dude. We were so delirious, like that.
I was like literally saying,
like
I was like, I am so tired that I don't give a fuck. Like, just put them down, it's fine. And so like I was like, all right, no, it's cool. I don't need the bubbles. Like, so, chat, if you're a barista or formerly a barista, is that true, chat?
That a cappuccino, the difference between a cappuccino and a latte is that there's more bubbles in a cappuccino,
chat. Chat, go ahead and validate me.
And if you don't, I will kick you off the YouTube.
Yeah, chat, go ahead and tell me that I'm right, even if I'm wrong.
Dude, and then we have to tell him the story we were laughing at.
Also, while we were at breakfast, we unlocked a new bit. So we were talking about, I don't even fucking remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about like having big tits, like being big and busty, right?
Which both of us are.
Yeah, both of us are.
I'm allowed to say
big, big titty bitches, like as a big titty bitch, right?
Yeah.
So we were talking about being a big busty gal. That's what we kept saying.
We were saying
because I'm a big busty gal, and then
I said, "Mom, I am a big busty." From that share quote. When she
because then Jason goes, I am a big busty gal. And then she goes, like that share quote. And then we could not stop laughing. Like me, Billy didn't understand it, but me, Jason, and Adam, dude, holy fuck, we laughed the whole meal. And we're like,
do you guys know the share story?
Yeah, the share quote is literally like,
her mom saying, you need to grow up and marry a rich
man.
Yeah,
my mom told me, you need to grow up and marry a rich man. And then she said, Mom, I am a rich man. That's a famous share quote. And they said, you need to grow up and marry a big busty gal. And then she was like, Mom, I am a big busty gal.
We laughed for like, dude, I'm not joking, like 15 minutes. I put my head in my sweater. I was laughing so hard because also we're in that fucking restaurant where everyone's racially profiling us. He wouldn't give me the coffee I asked for, so I was trying to not cause a scene.
I'm like, why does no one take me seriously? And then I'm like, I am a big busty
Mom,
gal.
I am a big busty gal. I mean, calling yourself busty, dude, is crazy.
A gal. A fucking big busty gal.
You're right. I don't remember why we were saying big busty gal.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, my God. Mom, I am a big busty gal.
Grow up and marry a big busty gal.
Oh, my God. Like, it's like the comparing it to being a rich man is so funny.
Your mom telling you you should marry a big busty gal.
Oh, my God, dude. My eyes are watering.
Also, later on in the day, after I got ready and we had to go, I had to go to my work thing.
You know that car service that we had?
Mm-hmm.
Was that from that thing? They provided that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know. And so then we go downstairs, and as we're walking outside, this is how we found out there were paparazzi, because there weren't any, I don't think, when we got there in the morning.
No, we landed at like 7, 8, like, we got there at like 8:30, so no.
Yeah, so when we were leaving, there's paparazzi, and like, one of them like, kind of started taking pictures of me, but clearly I'm not like anyone worth taking a picture of. So he like stopped, and I watched him stop.
And then
there's like gates, and then there's like fans waiting there too, mm-hmm. like for I don't know who. And then this girl was like, "Oh my gosh, hi Drew," and I was like, "Hi," and I got in the car. And then as we're taking off, I literally see that guy with the camera going and asking that girl who the fuck I was. And I was like, joke's on you. That picture is not worth anything.
Yeah.
And good then, luck selling that pic.
And they're going to pay you to delete it.
Yeah.
And then we go to Drew's thing. We come back and we change in the hotel and we go downstairs to leave. To take off
on the next plane.
To go to the airport.
And so Billy was helping us get the driver because he got there early, so he was like parked on the street.
Yeah, and Billy was like, "Oh, I'll walk down there and I'll go make sure that's him." And we were like, "Okay." So he's walking down there, and by the time we left, there was even more paparazzi and there was more people outside, like just congregating. And then this guy literally is running, like Billy's on the street, but in the little like the lane where you can pull over, and he's walking with the suitcase. And there's literally a guy running on the sidewalk, like taking pictures of him with his phone. And he was like, "Oh my God." And I thought I saw him doing that, but I didn't think he was doing it to Billy. I thought maybe it was somebody else.
Like you?
No, I was looking this way. When Daisy came up to me, I was like, "Who the fuck is that guy?"
Well, I didn't see that photographer. I just saw the two girls that were taking pictures.
It wasn't
on
even
their
a
phone.
Photographer. It was a fucking random dude with his iPhone.
Oh.
And he
saw the two girls. That's what I was looking
at. Well, he started that.
Okay.
And then a couple more people started doing it too. And then these two girls started like also recording.
But they were standing behind me and I saw them and I thought they were taking videos of Drew. And Drew came over. Drew goes, "No, they were taking pictures of Billy." And I heard one of the girls go, "That's literally him. That's literally him."
They thought.
But I couldn't. I didn't hear her.
They thought Billy was Jason Momoa.
Do you think so?
It was either him or Roman Reigns. It's one of those fucking two. Yeah. Like it has to be, because if it would be different if they were like, "He looks familiar," or "He looks," but when they say things like, "That's literally him," it's because they think he's someone who exists.
No, sure. Yeah.
Like someone they know for sure. And the only person that I can think of that would be that is Jason Momoa.
Or Roman Reigns. That's a great one.
Or Roman Reigns. Yeah. But he had sunglasses on and a beanie, and his hair was in a low bun.
Yeah.
So like,
you know. Stars, they're just,
but I just
like
thought, I just thought it was funny. I was like, "No, they're taking pictures of him." I was all, and Daisy goes, "That picture is worth less than the one they took of Drew."
Yeah, you're gonna want to delete that one.
Mine's worth zero. His is worth negative zero.
His is worth negative cents.
You're gonna go in the red on that picture,
dude. Mom, I am a big busty gal.
So quite an eventful trip. But I was laughing because Billy like genuinely like he had no idea.
No, we didn't tell him until we got in the car.
But then he said, "I saw a guy running with a phone, but I thought maybe he was like he was like talking to someone
or going ahead."
And
the
way he was doing it, he could have been recording himself too.
Oh, maybe he was.
So Billy, no, he wasn't. Because he was like pointing.
That's literally him. I heard they're gonna say that. And I was like,
and those two girls looked at me like I was gonna confirm the shit.
They didn't even ask.
Yeah, I just didn't say anything.
I wish they did. And then I was just told, like, "Roman, come over here and do
Senor Reigns, come.
Come on.
Come over here and take a pic."
So what did you think? So we spent 24 or less than 24 hours in New York. Do you like traveling like that, or do you like to go hang out a little bit, then come home?
I mean,
if we weren't going again so soon.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather probably go home the next day.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, I don't mind going to New York. I used to really not like New York, but now it has grown on me.
Yeah.
So I do like her now. I'm just there all the goddamn time.
No, and then
But good thing, good for good reasons. Always good reasons.
Those little people mover things in the airport, I refuse to get on them because people are so mean on there, specifically at JFK.
Yeah, and in New York specifically. Like,
I do not want to get on them anymore.
No.
Because even though I can stand to the side, they still hit me on, with all their shit when they run past me.
Well, they still get mad that I do it, even though I'm allowed to do that. That it's literally...
It says it on the ground.
It literally has little pictures of
people. And
I'm
standing on the...
They're like, if you stand, stand to the right kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I just don't know what everyone's in a rush to do there.
Girl,
I live there for a little bit. There's a lot going on, but not nearly enough to where it would like require you to walk and act like that in the airport.
No way, girl. I'm every time I go to New York, it's obviously exclusively for work stuff, and I'm so fucking busy all the time.
Yeah,
I don't fucking run like that on those things. Mm-mm. Shit,
I'll get there when I get there.
Amen.
Okay, so for this episode, this is the last one for April, obviously. We had Joe from Patreon.
Woohoo!
Post a Q&A to all of the new guys, everyone on the Patreon who joined or anything like that, old mm-hmm. guys, everyone in between. And so we're actually theming this whole episode around that. We did a bonus episode with a bunch of questions, and now we're doing a regular episode with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, figure we'll update those of y'all that are new to the pod. We already did that in the bonus episode, but mm-hmm. now we're going to expand even further.
We're doing more. So these are all Patreon-exclusive people that submitted their questions.
Yeesh.
So yet again, another perk for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this first one's from Colin. He asked, what are your thoughts on college and higher education as a whole? Do you feel like they really prepared you for the real world or anything relating to your current job? And if it's not too personal, if you had to take out any debt to go to college, was it worth it? And one last thing, the next tour better be worldwide because I'm pissed I'm missing the Atlanta show. I'm literally in South Korea. Just pop on over.
I'll just hop on
Why
a flight.
Why don't you just call Taylor up? What are your thoughts on college and higher education as a whole? Do I feel like you're preparing for the real world? Yeah, I do. It was the first time we got to live on our own. I had to learn how to pay bills and budget. And like I was telling my brother, like my mom's not there to be like, you have high school today. Like I have to remember my schedule.
Yeah.
You have to get a job on your own and like juggle that with the schoolwork and stuff like that. And having like total free will while you're there.
Yeah.
So like, could I go out for a quarter beers with all my friends tonight, even though I have a test tomorrow? Yes. But should I? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I, if you can afford and would like to go, it's worth it to me. I think even past just general responsibility building, which is always invaluable,
mm-hmm.
it literally, especially if you go somewhere away from your hometown and you live in another city, another state, another country even, I genuinely believe it makes you a better person. Like it grows you, it evolves you, it creates a scenario in which you can go and expand your worldview in a pseudo adult state. You know what I'm saying? So you're not like completely on your own, in the sense that you're not like, you know, going to a 9-to-5 every day, but you still are learning how to wake up on time, how to like, you know, make your meals, take care of yourself, and then you
wash your clothes.
Wash your clothes, budget, like prioritize. And then on top of that, you get to meet other people from different places, and I just think it makes you a better person overall. Like education is always a good thing to have. You know what I mean? As long as you're pursuing one that's not biased in any way, which is hard in this country. But I feel like college is the place where you really can like find who you are in a environment that's not as cutthroat as the real world.
At my college, that's why it was like the first time I had ever heard about like pronouns, gender identity and expression.
Yeah.
I learned what queer meant. Like that was the first time I had ever been around that many queer women at one point, like in one space.
You learned you were gay.
Yeah. That was the most important real world experience I had out there.
Yeah. And you get to do it in a completely different environment than you were raised in. Like if you do get that, I think it just like makes you, it just levels you up.
Yeah.
I think personally.
I learned about intersectionality, Angela Davis. Like I learned about so many different things when I was in college. So
I learned a lot about, obviously since I went to the University of Hawaii, like it's required when you go there that you have to take Hawaiian studies courses, at least one, because they want you to understand where you are and where you live. And that was one of my favorite classes I ever had. And in fact, I took a couple more like Pacific Island Studies classes, which taught me a lot about my own people. And past that, taught me a lot about Polynesia in general, Melanesia, Micronesia. Like I just learned so much that I never learned in my American fucking.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Education.
Curriculum. So I do think it's worth it. I loved college. I when people were like, I'd go back to high school.
No.
Nah, fuck that shit. No. And I had a good time in high school. Like, I was chilling in high school. I know. But...
like, I love seeing all the queer kids getting to go to prom dress how they want with their girlfriends, partners, whatever.
Oh, yeah, in high school.
Yeah, so, like, that would... like, if I could go back and do that, that would be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, just that part, and then I'd go straight to college.
College was a fucking blast, dude. And I even wrote about this in my book about how my circle of friends in college, like, my closest girlfriends, I, like, really believe, like... helped shape me and mold me into the woman I am today. Because it was just a completely different experience, like meeting those women, and they truly had a lasting impact on me, and we're still friends to this day. So I think college friends are invaluable. Like, I still am friends with lots of people from college, love them to death, and yeah, I think it's great. I think it's you can't really undersell a chance to like evolve and become a better person.
Yeah,
and
get, 100%,
you know what I mean? So I loved college. I always think college is worth it if you're so inclined to go. And then as far as what was the second part? Loans, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to take out like a, I think I had to take out like a baby loan, but that was more so for the top part of my education. That was so I could live off campus and stuff too, because I got a couple scholarships to go to college academically, period. So.
Yeah. We all know how I was in school, so I got like a $500 scholarship one time.
Nice.
It was a Polynesian one that I got, and period. Then the rest of the money was all loans, so hope that helps.
Oh, was it worth it? I'd say, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was for me, like, because, you know, college was like a huge indicator for me. Also, as far as the degrees go, I'm using the hell out of mine. I have two.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I learned how to edit in college, and then that's what me helped too. Me learn how to edit faster when Morgan and Justin taught me through. Because I, oh my gosh, when Chris Fleming was telling you about, were you a Final Cut Pro kid or a Premiere kid?
Yeah,
he was like, "Us Final Cut Pro people." Well, I was a Final Cut Pro.
He's like, weirdos.
And it's completely different from Premiere.
It is, yeah.
Video editing, but yeah,
it's funny too because a lot of film students use Final Cut. And a lot of journalism students use Premiere. I don't know
why.
Well,
I learned Final Cut when I was going to be a journalism student. It was because that was the last year they were doing Final Cut because Premiere had just started.
Yeah.
And then they did Premiere the next year. So.
But I was going to say, my journalism degree and my communications degree, like, in journalism, I learned how to talk in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to read a teleprompter.
Yeah.
That's why
how to have the in-ear in where they're talking.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even work with an in-ear, if I'm being honest. But, like, I did sometimes have to listen to myself. Back, but like I got comfortable talking in front of a camera pretty fast. I didn't care too much, but I was a little too, you'll see this too, this is so funny, this is so relevant, but like, remember I was telling you the other day that someone was watching some of my earliest TikTok videos, and they're like silly ones, like they're nothing serious at all, but when I was watching them, they're like within the first couple months of me ever posting anything, and I hate how I sound. I hate it. It made me so angry that I privated them.
I've gone back and privated videos.
I know, yeah. But it's just like, I hate how I sound. Yeah. Like, it's awful. And I told him, I was like, and I think it's because he was asking me if I was like, okay, so obviously we all know this, but like my voice is a little deeper than most women. It's not super deep, but I do have a much lower register than most women, period. But I also think it's because when you do journalism and you learn how to do, they're called stand-ups, when you're standing in front and you're like, I'm standing here outside the courthouse or whatever. If you're a woman, a lot of times they'll tell you to like talk higher, like to like raise it so it's more like high energy. So they'll be like, instead of me saying like, I'm standing outside the courthouse here, I would say, I'm standing outside the courthouse here. Do you hear that? Do you hear the difference? It's just like, it's more bouncy and high. And why the fuck was I talking like that in a TikTok video? And I was like, I sound like fucking Mickey Mouse in these videos. I fucking hate them. And I was waiting. That person, whoever that was watching every single one and liking it. And then I just would, every time if I saw their handle, I would go in, I would watch it, and I'd be like, oh, hate it, private. And they're like, it's, and Billy was like, can I watch one? And I was like, no, because I just got embarrassed.
No.
Anywho, that's what journalism did give me, was that bullshit ass fucking voice. But now I can talk normally on camera and it's fine. But I learned how to read a teleprompter. I learned how to edit. I learned how to light, like lighting and all that. I learned about all that shit. I learned about boom mics, lav mics, learned how to tape Mics to Skin. I learned, that's why sometimes when I do live stuff or stuff that's has like a whole film and crew.
Yeah, I never had to do stuff like that.
So I always show them where to hook it and shit.
When Drew first started doing her podcast, they did a test episode and I was the guest.
Yeah.
And I had never had anyone tape a mic to me, but I was like, go ahead, I don't care, because they have to touch your my big busty gals.
They're like, do you mind? Can I tape this to you two big busty gals?
To your busty gals? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. And then Drew told me, you're supposed to do it. And I was like, oh.
You don't have to, but they'll ask, but if it's a really tight dress or top, a lot of times I'll just like, you can give it to me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Or I'll just drop it down the back, that kind of stuff. So,
anywho. You know, talking shop.
You know, journalism things.
Just journalism
things. News reporter things.
Okay, this next one's from McLean. They asked, what style restaurant do you like to sit, eat, and talk shit at? Example, Marg's and Mexican.
Honestly,
the first time we had dinner with Caleb and Brittany, we did a Mexican restaurant. It was so good.
We did. In fact, I think Mexican hits every time. Mexican hits every time.
On a patio in the sun.
Yeah. Or like at dusk when it's nice outside in the summer. Ooh, I love that. Because then there's like, it's nice and warm outside, but there's like a nice little breeze. I would say Mexican too. Only because if you do something like Teppan or you do like Korean barbecue, like there's people are coming to the table too much.
Yeah.
Interrupted.
Oh, and it's that grill is so loud.
Yeah, yeah. It's just too much distraction, too much interruption. Like if you're really locking in with a friend and you want to talk shit at dinner, I would say a Mexican or Italian. But I say Mexican because it's like you can punctuate your senses by eating a chip or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like the aura, the energy, the vibes.
I love a good Mexican.
That's a great
restaurant.
Question.
We should go there next time.
I'm down. I know. We've gone to two misses.
Yeah. Yeah,
like every time we get dinner now at a new restaurant, it's not very good.
No, just go back to the first
let's go
place.
Back to the OG.
And no one was there. It was so nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was fucking awesome.
Okay, this next one's from Bailey. She asks, what is the dress code for tour? Because the group chat can't agree and I don't want to be the only one out of uniform.
I say come as you are.
Yeah.
Come as you are to the altar. The altar call is upon us.
We're not telling them what we're wearing, right?
No.
No. It's una sorpresa.
Yeah. I would say come comfy and just come with vibes. Come with your fucking vibes.
Come with your big busty gals.
Yeah. Bring your big busty gals in tow. Come with your vibes. Just wear whatever feels most comfortable.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck as long as you show up.
Yeah.
As long as you're there.
As long as you're there, I don't care.
I don't care.
Okay, this next one's from Kim. She asks, what are some ways I can get over the anxiety of starting a new gym? I recently moved to a new state and I enrolled in a new gym. I've been paying for it, but I haven't gone yet. Have I sat in the parking lot and then left? Yes.
Been there. Well, first off, I think that's very natural to be a little nervy, especially about the fucking gym.
Gym I go to, I act like that, so you're fine.
The gym is a horrifying place sometimes. A lot of times, actually. I would say for a new gym experience, you can't undersell the presence of a friend. It's nice to go in buddies, at least in the beginning, because here's what you do. You bring your friend, you go in, you assess, right? You map out your routine. You're like, okay, if I'm going to the lockers, where are they? Are they big? Are they small? Do I like a top locker, a bottom locker, end of the road, or in the middle, right? Yeah. And then you're like, okay, if I have to fill my water, where's the water station? Is it close to here? That's how
you gotta case the place.
You gotta survey, like you're gonna rob the fucking joint. And so I would take a friend so you don't feel as scared in the beginning. Map out what you like, your routine, where your favorite machines are, like your flow, and then kind of go through it with a friend or something. And then that way, at least the next time you go, you'll feel a little more confident because you'll have the routine mapped out. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I would say also, I personally love over-the-ear headphones for the gym.
Me too.
Because they're soundproof. And I'd say wear them when you go in, even if nothing's playing. You know what I mean? Wear them when you go in so that you could just kind of like do your own thing in case anyone wants to fucking bother you.
What I do is I'll go in with a plan like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, shoulders and back today.
Yeah.
And then I go in and I start on the cardio machine, obviously to warm up, like I'll do like a treadmill or something.
And then if I'm on there and I'm getting so sick to my stomach thinking of leaving that, I'm like, I'm just doing cardio today.
That's a good tip,
too. And that's okay.
That's a great tip.
And then the next time I go, maybe I'll do cardio for half the time and then I'll do a little workout. You know what I mean?
And also, if you can't have a friend go with you, that's a great time to survey.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they put cardio machines where, like, overlooking everything else or, like, facing everything else.
That's the lookout.
So that's a good place to go post up.
Yeah. I'm always at the on the cardio machines.
Yeah. Whenever we go to new gyms in, like, other places, like, if we're traveling for work or something, I start with cardio too, just to warm up, which is what I typically do anyways, but I do it a lot of times just so I can, like,
case the place.
Yeah,
survey, get a good look,
plan.
This next one's from Lauren. She asks, can you love someone while not liking their actions or beliefs? Adding to that, do you think it's important to love your family even if they're conservative boomers? Thank you guys for being the family I always needed but I've never had. Love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm sorry that you're in that situation, first off, but I would say there's nothing wrong with loving someone who doesn't align with you morally, because there must be a reason why you love them, right? Like, if especially if they're family. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with loving them. I do think, though, that it will get to a point where you have to decide what's worth it to you. Like, yeah. Is it worth it to sacrifice not just, like, what your beliefs necessarily, but also, like, your sanity, your peace of mind, like, you know what I mean, your mental health overall. Yeah. It is taxing to hang out with people who are bigoted when you're not, especially if you're gay and you spend time with homophobic family.
Say, yeah.
It's mentally and emotionally taxing and unfair to you, and you can always love from a distance. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could, like, be like, I do love you, but I can't do this. Like, it just doesn't, it causes too much harm to me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with choosing yourself in those situations.
No, not at all.
And Dayson's had to deal with that too.
Yeah.
Like, as a family, we've had to deal with it. But, like, Dayson specifically has had to deal with it.
I think I just find community in my cousins that are aligned with us and with my family as well.
Yeah. And honestly, like, chosen family is
just as important.
Just as important and just as valid as blood family. Not all family is blood, to be honest. And
even the one that is technically blood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not all family is blood. So, like, we have a lot of chosen family, like, mm-hmm. in our own personal family. And, you know, I was telling Adam the other day, like, our godfather is our parents' best friend from high school. And our uncle, who edits this podcast, it's his best friend from sixth grade. So, like, he's just been around us. Like, he's been with my parent, like, been friends with my family for well over fucking 3 decades at this point. Mm-hmm. And he's just always been in our lives. I didn't even know that he wasn't someone until I was like 13. Like, I literally had no fucking clue. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I just assumed, cause he's our uncle, so that's what we call him. And I just assumed. And my mom babysat his siblings' kids, and then his siblings' kids babysat Dayson and I when we were born. And, like, we've just always been in each other's lives for fucking ever. And now our godfather's youngest son is me and Dayson's
godson. Yeah.
So, like, chosen family is just as loving, warm, and beautiful as blood family is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry that that's happening, but there's nothing wrong with you if you love a family member that is, like, horribly bigoted. Like, if you have love for them, there's nothing wrong with you for that. You're a human.
Well, and I, like, never had to come out to him.
Yeah.
That's, like, oh, the biggest... If you're gay, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to.
I was just like, no, this is my girlfriend. He was like, cool.
Yeah.
And he bought us both Christmas presents.
That's so sweet. Like, he's just been a genuinely good
family.
Man.
Yeah, his
whole they're just good fucking people. Yeah. Like, genuinely good fucking people. So, it's a very human experience, unfortunately.
I agree.
Yeah.
This next one's from... I think it's Elena, and she asked, what is your go-to all-time favorite comfort movie? That was her question. The Holiday, if that is on the menu.
Oh, that's a great one.
If that's on the menu, I'm putting on.
That's a great one, yeah. I'd say the Holiday is a great one.
Uncle Buck's a good comfort movie.
Honestly, The Wedding Planner, I don't know what it is about
that
movie.
You know what? Or Made in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, more so The Wedding Planner.
I haven't watched that one in a long time.
That and 27 Dresses.
Yeah.
They're just nice ones to put on because I know what's going to happen. You guys know. You guys know. Don't diagnose me.
Chat, sound off below what you think that means.
Chat, what's wrong with me? Just what kidding, chat. What's wrong? Knock it off.
Those are good ones. I like those ones.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Okay. This next one's from Krista. She asked, does your ass itch the moment you walk into a store, or is that just me? It's like a serious problem. Also off topic, Drew, you should play Dragon Age Inquisition if you haven't already.
Okay. And all right. I would say to the first question,
no.
No. I think that's a you thing. But chat, let her know.
Diagnose her in the comments below, chat.
Chat, what is that?
Just kidding. Hey, what's this?
Is your ass itching because you're excited?
When Brittany was like, okay, Drew, so what the fuck is that?
Is it because you're excited maybe to shop?
Yeah.
You got ass itchy excitement?
I don't know.
Or is it... Fuck, I don't even know what to call that. Are you shoplifting? Is that why you're so...
You're nervous?
You're nervous?
Stupid. Oh, yeah. And then are you going to play that dragon game?
Oh.
No.
No. Just kidding. Honestly, y'all, can I be honest with you? I couldn't finish Baldur's Gate.
I was going to say, this other one's from Kat. She asks, has Drew played more Baldur's Gate? There's an easy mode that focuses on the story if she wants to. Also, lots of sucking and fucking, am I right?
Decent. Yeah. And where is it? I haven't seen it.
Give it to me now.
Give it to me.
And then she said, Dason, I think you should play too. It's very queer and there's a super cute lesbian couple.
That's actually true.
I don't care.
Listen.
If I myself am not in a very cute lesbian couple, why would I want to watch them on a game?
I don't care. Chat, someone tell the creators of Baldur's Gate to remake the shit and to make it better so I can run around. Okay, you know what? I may have to reset her then, and then I'll start from... Because I don't ever pick hard. Are you out of your mind? I always pick the medium one. But I hate how it looks when I have to fight too much.
It is. I agree.
I don't want that. I don't want to roll die to fight. Just let me fight, or let me fucking run around and kiss people on the lips. Like, that's what I want to do personally.
I know. I don't want to fight anyone. I want to gather... berries and fucking flowers and shit.
I want them to take all of the elements of The Sims and add that to there. Like, I don't
make
need
a mod. Make a mod and put it on there.
Yeah, go ahead and just make it that. Like, just go ahead and do that.
You know what? Just make your own game.
Yeah, honestly, like, I want it to be like Grand Theft Auto, but like in other worlds. like, let's just all agree to use the Grand Theft Auto, like, universe and fucking
make it fairies
energy, and then just go ahead and get to work.
They're gonna name like 50 games that do that, but the graphics are awful, and I'm not gonna do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, play Stardew Valley, the graphics are awful. I'm sorry. I don't care. Sorry.
And I care a lot about the graphics, guys. I'm sorry. I do. I did re-download Ghost of Tsushima though. I have been replaying her. But love her.
Don't you? That's a game you've already finished.
And what of it? If anything, it's very on brand for me.
This next question is from, I know, is from Ariana, and she asks, if you could interview one big name celebrity, no question is off limits, who would it be and why?
Easily. Austin Butler. I got three for you right here. You ready? First off, Austin Butler. Okay. But he needs to have the accent still. He's never going to get rid of it. Second, Jacob Elordi. Third.
Wait, but what would you ask Jacob Elordi? So obviously Austin Butler, you're gonna be like, hey, what's that coming out of your mouth?
What I'm gonna tell him is, if you and Austin Butler had to fight as Elvis, which one of you would come out on top? Okay. Like, if I put you both in the octagon, who's coming out?
Knuckles to knuckles.
Knuckles to knuckles. Pomp versus pomp. Okay. That's my second one. Third one, Timothy Chalamet.
What are you gonna ask him? Why did you stop mewing?
I'm gonna ask him what's the tea on that jawline? I'm going to ask him, how much money did you make off Wonka and was it worth it?
Sure. Okay.
Would you say that was worth it?
I would interview...
Is the gonorrhea story true?
What story is that?
Is it gonorrhea? Chat. There was like a story about him at college.
He was in high school.
Yeah, he was like in college.
I forgot about that. Wait, okay. I would want to interview...
Chat.
I also want to note too, I don't think your feet are in frame, but there might be hints of your bare feet.
Sorry.
There might be hints.
Sorry.
I would interview Beyonce and Solange together and ask them what happened in that elevator after the Met Gala.
That's a great one.
I want the tea.
Mine are all white men that I like just genuinely believe.
And then I'd interview my crush and ask her, what do you think of me?
Do you like me? Yes or no?
Yes or no? Yes or yes?
Yes or fuck yes?
Yes or hell yes?
Yes or yeah.
That's what I'd pick.
I'm picking three straight cis white men that are revered on the internet because I'm just trying to get in there. Okay. Trying to get in that mind.
Okay. And all right.
Trying to get in that mind, trying to understand her, trying to unpack her. I already have a couple jokes lined up whenever I meet any of those three men.
You're actually meeting a famous white man, I think, the day this comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. One of my jokes, too, is to be like, this is so crazy that we get to meet. Finally, I get confused for you all the time.
When I'm topless and people see me from behind.
When I'm on the beach, it's hell on earth for me. They all are like, Timothy. Dune. What's the fucking thing?
Wonka.
What's the...
I loved you in Lady Bird.
Yeah. Dune. I don't know. I've never seen Dune 2, so I don't know the fucking words. What's that fucking thing they call him?
What's that thing? You know they do the thing? Made my knife.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like
having... my knife. That one.
How was it having the sexiest man alive, Oscar Isaac, as your dad? Thoughts? Do you think he would be into me if he was single? Timothy.
Dune. I love Dune. Me knowing nothing about Dune.
Was there a lot of sand?
Were those worms real?
What that worm do?
Be honest. Would you let that worm suck it? It's all right. I won't tell anyone. Let's say it's the end of the world. And
it's just you and that worm and the energy between you guys.
And the energy's electric. Then what?
It's palpable. You could feel it. Would you let that worm?
Do you think you and that worm would explore each other's bodies?
Dude, you want to kiss Austin Butler more when he was bald and no eyebrows or as Elvis?
Austin Butler bald? What's that about?
Hey, so what the fuck is this? And it's a picture of him bald. Thoughts?
You have anything you want to say about that?
How did it feel getting sunned by Zendaya every carpet you did for Dune 2?
Probably to be expected, I would say. If anything, if I were him in that scenario, I'd feel like it's just taking all the heat off me because everyone's dying to see what she's going to wear and I'm a man, so I could just show up in whatever.
No one gives a fuck what he wears.
Yeah. I could show up with my tummy out and everyone's going to be like, whoa!
His belly's out.
My belly's out, bro.
How many sand snakes did you kiss on the set? And were they all nice?
And would you? Would you?
And be honest. Would you?
And be honest. Would you? That's what I would ask if I'm being honest. Would you?
I know you're a fucking freak. Come on.
Would you, though? I'm just interviewing men that I feel like would never really cross paths with me. That's who I'm picking.
If you're interviewing Dula Peep, what would you ask her?
Oh my god, if I got to interview Dula Peep, girl, the first thing I'm gonna say is, first of all, huge fan of your YouTube videos. Does anyone remember when Dua Lipa was making YouTube videos? Also, I'd say, were you a big One Direction stan? Because that's who you covered all the time. And when you did meet them, did any of them want to fuck? I bet they did. She's a big hottie.
Yeah. What did you think when Wendy Williams called you Dula Peep? Did it hurt your feelings? It would hurt mine.
She's so awesome. I fucking love her.
Wendy Williams?
Just kidding. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Also, add Barry Keoghan's little freak ass to that list. I'd want to interview him, too. He's something. He's going absolutely sicko mode over Sabrina Carpenter, which I think is sweet. But also, did you see that comment he left on her reel?
I'm scared.
That's the thing is, I don't even know if it's real because I saw it.
The way I just believe misinformation on the internet like that is crazy.
Like that, I just want to believe that it's real, and I hope it is. No, it was like when she dropped like a reel or something, or like maybe it was a picture with a song on it of her of Espresso, like when it,
which is a hit.
Yeah, when it dropped, and then he was like, "Such a sick tune, babe," and then he put a fuck ton of emojis and they're all like coffee related and it was like, you know how it's like anything past two and you're 57 years old minimum.
He's only 1 year older than me, but the way he acts and posts is
like, I'm literally, I'm not kidding, I'm gonna look it up. Like, I was like, it made me laugh so hard when I saw it, and I was like, why is this the funniest thing I've ever seen?
You guys, so obviously I've talked about here, are, is a boomerang a good ick? And like, sure, it can like gross me out a little bit. But I think emojis is even worse. But like, I also get the ick by the way people text, bro. I don't even know.
Dude, the putting seven emojis in a row.
Yeah.
Unironically.
I'm working late.
Dude, she has that. Can I be real with y'all on something too? I truly believe she has that man on his fucking I knees know. And she, the way that she's so like
unbothered, whatever, yeah,
oh man, I eat it up, bitch. No, they love nothing more than a bitch who doesn't give a fuck, I'll tell you that.
I need a girl down bad like that. That's like the goal, bro. Some of us are berries in our relationships and some of us are Sabrinas.
Hold on, I'm literally gonna,
dude, it was probably, please, it was literally a deep fake.
If it was, I'm gonna be so disappointed because it made me laugh so hard. And I thought I took a, first of all, this is a horrible picture. Why would they put that picture? Dude, there's nothing, no one nice that works at places that pick pictures like that.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm like, you bitches are praying on my downfall for real.
Okay, while you're looking for that, I'm gonna move on to the next question.
Okay.
The next question is from Chandra. She asked, what city and state are you most excited to visit during your U.S. tour this year? P.S. Ooh. My pants brown from your announcement. I'll see you both in Seattle.
And all right.
And will you be sightseeing, or are you tired of traveling and don't want to / can't?
I mean,
I'm excited for all of the shows. I'm excited for New York because we've never done a show. We've never, honestly, all the East Coast ones, we've never done anything. I'm excited for all of them, to be honest.
Same. I wouldn't say there's any one in particular.
I am very excited for the Pacific Northwest shows and the Salt Lake City one too. I'm excited for LA, New York,
totally,
all of them. Even Nashville, I'm very excited for that one.
Damn, I can't find it because maybe it was fake.
Okay, and then her other question is,
will you be a tune, babe? 17 emojis.
No, and she didn't like it. You know, on Instagram.
What if she deleted it? She hit it.
She blocks him. Will you be sightseeing? I don't know how much sightseeing we'll be able to do because the dates are so back to back.
Yeah, if we can, we will. And by that, I mean literally and also physically, like if we're not too exhausted.
Yeah. And are you tired of traveling and don't want to / can't?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah, but traveling's a big part of this job anyways, so. It doesn't get any less stressful or taxing, but it does come with benefits. So,
yeah. Okay, this next one's from Haley. She asks, I gotta know, how do you really feel about Gemini women? Not men. Those are scary, but the ladies.
I love Gemini women.
I like Gemini women. Yeah.
I vibe with Gemini women.
Knock on wood, I have never had an issue with Geminis ever.
I love Gemini women. First of all, I like the women of every sign. That's one.
Yeah.
But two, Capricorns, you're on the fence. Yeah. But Geminis, I feel like are a really good friend for me to have personally. Like Gemini's Aries, I feel like, well, first of all, me and Gemini's get along really well, I think, because Gemini's are really fucking mean too. Kind of like Scorpios. Like Scorpio women, yeah. Scorpio women love me. And it's because we're a bitch.
Even your brother-in-law, he's really mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's a Scorpio.
And they're super sensitive too. That's the funny part about Scorpios.
They're water signs.
Yeah. But I just feel like we get along really well because I'm a real structured, organized person, and Geminis are real, like, fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very, like, they're there for the vibes only. So I love Gemini women. I think we vibe.
Yeah. So a sign that I think a lot of people should be paying more attention to that they shouldn't fuck with are Leos.
Yeah, I've said before that Leos are two, there's two kinds of Leos. Like, Leos are either the most selfish, self-centered, like just absolutely obsessed with themselves ever, mm-hmm. or they're the most selfless people in the world. Like there's no in between with Leos. I don't know what the fuck is on with y'all, but all of them love attention.
Yeah,
they love attention. They care a lot about looks, vanity, grooming, that kind of stuff, that's never a bad thing depending on who it's attached to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, 100%.
But yeah.
All right, friends, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yeesh.
We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, everyone is able to buy tickets now to our tour, both GA and
GA and VIP meet and greet are available for all of the dates, but some of them are running low, so go get your tickets.
Three dates are running out.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
So get your tickets at drew-offwaller.com. If you join this episode, you can listen to other episodes, or you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Woo.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.